Hi, my name is Francisco, and I'm diagnosed with schizophrenia. But now I've gained independence, and I'm here to talk about my recovery. But today I would like to talk about how I get along my treatment team. I was told by the doctor when I was diagnosed that the reason why I was going through the frustrations that I was going through was because I was suffering from a problem with chemicals in my mind. Was in balance, and I need to take medication in order to balance the chemicals within my mind. At first, I didn't know what to believe. At first, I was skeptical. At the age of 16, 17, 18, during high school, I was working and going to school. I was on a handball team. I was on a fencing team, understand? And I was doing so good, and they're telling me this. But in the beginning, it was hard to get used to a treatment team coming to my place because I usually was the type of person who likes to stay independent and I take care of it on my own. And then here comes these people telling me, you're not on your own, buddy. We're here to push you through this and get you along through this with you. And it wasn't really working together. It was the pride. And it also was the fact that I'm the boss. I like always to say that if when it comes to initiative, when it comes to incentive, I'm the first person to take charge at it. And when somebody else does it for me, understand, it was as if though that part of me was being taken away from me. Understand? When I started first talking to them, it was as if though I was being condescended and I wasn't seen as an equal. I don't know whether it was because that's how my first judgment of that was, or because whether or not I have to accept more people into my life, understand? But in a sense, it was as if though I'm saying to myself, I didn't need them. And now I see it as if though I don't know what I'd do without them. I've been working with them hand in hand, speaking to them about my side effects, when I'm going through with my symptom management, and as far as keeping track of my pill count and keeping track of my appointments is partly due to the fact that I'm so closely, tightly knitted with my support system and my therapists and my doctors as one team. In the times where I felt I needed to skip out or take a break, they didn't stop doing their job. They would find me the next day during the week. The point is they would never give up. For the young people who's just getting on their treatment team, I tell them, give it a chance, give it a shot, find out what they have to offer,